You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
I am here at the RNIB Northern Ireland Tech Fair 2026, and I'm joined by Robert Shilliday. Robert, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
So can you tell us what you're most excited about for the day ahead?
I think number one, this is the third year we've done the event, but it's the first time we've taken it outside the greater Belfast area, up here in the northwest. Great place to be, great connections here in terms of the strength of our volunteers. But most of all, I think what I'm really looking forward to, and what happens every time we do this, is seeing people connect with technology that can build their independence, quite often for the first time. Sometimes it'll be a friend or a family member who brings them along. Then we have other people who want to maybe up their knowledge, so we have a whole range of workshops later on today, NaviLens, the new NHS MyCare app that we have in Northern Ireland, for example. So it's that opportunity sort of to bring together the tech, but everything else RNIB offers in terms of our peer support, our products and advice, our ECLO teams, all under one roof. And obviously you'll see our site loss partners are here today and loads of independent tech companies. So yeah, really very excited.
What are some of the talks or other experiences that you're really excited to offer people?
NaviLens is obviously a big one, because in terms of people's independence, in terms of making independent journeys, we've been working not just in Northern Ireland, but right across RNIB with the NaviLens company. Most recently, Belfast Grand Central Station, which is now the biggest sort of transport hub in the whole of this island. It's NaviLensed with an inch of its life. With the help of our local volunteers, RNIB centrally, and of course NaviLens themselves. I mentioned MyCare. I think that's really important around accessible health information. So we now have a single patient care record electronically provided here in Northern Ireland. You access that through the MyCare app. And we have worked with the NHS here in Northern Ireland to make sure that that app is fully accessible for blind and partially sighted people. We've tested it. It is. And the other really exciting thing is when you get into that app, you can set your communications preferences. So no more hard copy letters that you can't read. So we think engaging people with that app in terms of having the independence to control your health information and everything else, I think that's really exciting. So very exciting to have them on board today.
And finally, as you said, this is a great opportunity to advertise some of the other great things that RNIB Northern Ireland are doing. After the fair, what are some of the next upcoming projects or offerings that you're really excited for people to learn about?
Okay, well, next month we have an excellent event coming up at Parliament Building Stormont, the home of our government in Northern Ireland, and it's all around a little-known issue called Charles Bonnet Syndrome. So what we've got, believe it or not, we've worked with the Prison Arts Foundation. We have people with Charles Bonnet who have described their conditions to artists, and those artists have created images of what they see. And we're going to launch all of that on the 9th of March, Parliament Buildings, Belfast, a great opportunity to raise awareness of the condition itself, but also the role of RNIB in supporting those people.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Robert Shilliday, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.